The number of children waiting longer than 6 months for an assessment of need has increased by over 18% in just 3 months. As for the end of September, 18,092 children were overdue for an assessment. That's according to latest figures published by the HSE, and it represents an increase of just over 1,500 since June. We're joined by our reporter Andrew Louth. Andrew, remind us just how, under law, these children are now overdue their assessment.
So, Audrey, under the Disability Act, which was passed in 2005, children have that statutory right to an assessment of need. And that means the HSE is legally required to provide one within 6 months. And this was put in place at the time to emphasise the importance of a completed assessment for that child and getting one in a timely manner. And these tell families what disability services that their child actually needs. And that's whether it's occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, or ASD services, just for some examples. And waiting lists had fallen as low as 1,718 in the first quarter of 2022. But in March of that year, the High Court found that the HSE's preliminary assessment approach, it didn't actually meet the requirements of the Disability Act. So a lot of those assessments that were completed since early 2020 then had to be reassessed.
Yeah. So by the end of September then, more than 18,000 children are overdue. How does that compare?
Well, as you said, Audrey, it's an 18% increase since June. That's when it was over 16,500. And at this point last year, so as of the end of September, I should say, the number of children waiting for an assessment was 12,722. And then for September 23, it was just over 7,600. And one thing to note, that of the 18,000 over June assessment now, around 15,200 are more than 3 months overdue. So that means they've been waiting 9 months from the point of which they were referred for an assessment in the first place. And according to this document from the HSE, by the end of 2025, it's estimated that there could be as many as 22,297 assessments due for completion.
So what else is the HSE saying?
Well, they were saying that that a further 2,957 new applications for assessments were received in this three-month period, Audrey, and that makes a total of 9,570 received to date. And that in itself is a 22% increase on the figure for the same period last year. And they also point out that an assessment of need is not required to access primary care, children's disability services or mental health services, or any other health or social care service, and that's providing that's providing services that include assessments, goal setting, intervention and follow up services. And there are some long waiting lists for disability services as well. And I was talking to CEO for Inclusion Ireland, Dervil McDonough, and she says that while they want a deep dive into why the situation is at its current point, the families they actually work with have told them that it doesn't just stop there.
What families tell us more than anything is that access to high quality services and supports is what they want and what they need, and that taking a broader lens on that is critically important. So, for example, in those early years when you're waiting on that waiting list, there should be other services and supports available to you while they build those therapy teams, such as access to home support, information and other community-based supports. And we really need to work towards a broader view of what good support looks like for families. Otherwise, we'll continue to see these bottlenecks, continue to see this demand for AON, which is just coming merely from a place that that's the only right you have in legislation to access an assessment. But if lots of other supports were in place for families in a comprehensive way, maybe that demand would go way down.
That's the CEO of Inclusion Ireland, Dervil McDonough. Andrew, we heard repeatedly during the election campaign about the priority being given to people with disabilities. It would be at the heart of any new government. Both leaders of government say they talk about the need to reform, in their words, the process that would require changes in law. Any developments?
And not only that, Audrey, it's in the programme for government as well that such reforms are needed to the Disability Act. And just before coming on air, the Minister of State for Disability, Hildegard Nocton, provided a statement to Morning Ireland saying that it's clear that the current assessment process isn't fit for purpose and that the intention is to bring a memo to Cabinet in early December seeking permission to draft legislation, which she says will, quote, make a number of necessary changes to our assessment of needs system, and that would be with the aim of establishing a quicker and more efficient way for the process, and that this memo will also include a heads of bill, so that's anticipated then that the bill will be drafted at pace, and they want that to be published quickly and brought through the Oireachtas.
We shall see. Andrew Lowe, thank you very much indeed.